When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The 2024-25 UEFA Champions League group stage is officially finished. Therefore, the round of 16 is not set yet. However, the Champions League knockout phase playoffs are officially set. Yes, this is part of the new Champions League format. The knockout phase of the playoffs are set, but only half of the round of 16 is set per se. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Into the Net FC. My name is Alex Alcazaz, and I'm also known as the Bear of Texas. And as I continue to try to get used to this new Champions League format, you know what? At the end of the day, for me, what's important is I get to enjoy following, watching, and covering the sport that means the most to me, which of course would be football. Of course, we don't say that in the United States, but I say football because this is football. Now, going on to what I said, how the round of 16 is set per se, well, that's because 8 teams automatically qualified for the round of 16, but there are certain other teams that qualified for the playoff knockout scenario. So, 8 teams automatically in the round of 16, which would be the top 8 teams of the Champions League from the group stage. Liverpool, obviously, the top one, number one. Barcelona, Arsenal, Inter Milan, Atletico Madrid, Bayer Leverkusen, Lille, and Aston Villa. Well, in my case, as a French-American, it's great to see a French club actually finish in the top 8 of the Champions League. Lille has actually been on a remarkable run in the Champions League. A win at home over Real Madrid, including a win on the road against Atletico Madrid. Yeah, Lille did not win those by any luck. Lille won them because they were just simply the better team. Lille, as we know, has one of the greatest and up-and-coming goalies ever, Lucas Chevalier. And if Lille can somehow, someway make a deep run, and if Lucas Chevalier continues to make outstanding saves, then I guarantee you, ladies and gentlemen, his career will be going into new places soon. The bigger clubs are going to be begging to sign the guy. But we'll have to wait and see. So, to take a look at the Champions League knockout phase playoffs. Well, the draw happened earlier today as I recorded. Well, I'm recording right now. So, as I record, I should say. Sorry, y'all. It's been a long day. Number one. Paris Saint-Germain going against Brest. Well, it's interesting to see a little bit of Ligue 1 action in this particular playoff scenario. Paris Saint-Germain against Brest. Now, I'll give my picks once I go through all these particular matches. Now, there are 2 legs, particularly. So of course, so this is kind of basically a pre-round of 16, if you will. So we start off with Paris Saint-Germain versus Brest. Club Brugge versus Atalanta. If only Club Brugge had managed to pull off the impossible and get the win against Manchester City, then if that had been the case, Manchester City would not be in this particular knockout phase as we speak. But we all knew Manchester City was going to get the job done, even though Club Brugge actually drew first blood. Speaking of Manchester City, so Manchester City against Real Madrid in the knockout phase of the playoffs for the round of 16. Real Madrid versus Manchester City. It's amazing that Real Madrid and Manchester City did not finish in the top 8. But then again, it gives a story. So how about that? And no, this is no coincidence, ladies and gentlemen, I assure you. Because Real Madrid versus Manchester City has arguably been the best thing in the Champions League in the last couple of years, period. Perhaps the greatest thing in the sport of football, period. Real Madrid versus Manchester City. What did we see in 2022 when Real Madrid pulled the greatest comeback ever? Yeah. And then we saw Manchester City return the favor the following year by humiliating Real Madrid and dumping them out of the tournament. And Manchester City went on to win the Champions League for the first time. And last year, Real Madrid decided, well, the score is even and we are going to regain the lead. And they did. That penalty shootout. Man, oh man, oh man. And how amazing was it that Thibaut Courtois was not available during that particular time? The individual, I believe Andriy Lunin, who filled in, the Ukrainian goalie who filled in, did a fantastic job. And there was that one save that it looked too easy. Well, 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 we all remember that moment. So how about it? In the knockout phase, playoffs, in the new format of the Champions League knockout stage, okay? We have the knockout phase playoffs. Real Madrid versus Manchester City. One of those will go to the round of 16. The other one is going home. Like I said, we'll get to that. Next match, Juventus versus PSV Eindhoven. Juventus versus PSV Eindhoven. Next one, AC Milan versus Feyenoord. Well, speaking of Feyenoord, I believe they actually recently suffered a 4-1 loss to Lille in the Champions League in the final match in the group stage. I know that Lille actually had a huge win in the last match of the group stage of the Champions League. If I remember correctly, I think that's the match that I definitely getting it right. Kind of trying to find it. I mean, I know that PSG had a huge win on the road against VfB Stuttgart. It was amazing to see PSV Eindhoven get the win over Liverpool. Yes, it was Lille. Yes, it was against Feyenoord. Lille with a 6-1 win over Feyenoord at home. Well, it's great to see Jonathan David score a goal. And speaking of Jonathan David, he's actually the third highest scorer. Well, actually, technically the second highest scorer in the Champions League, because there's actually a two-way tie right now for the top scorer category of the Champions League this season. Robert Lewandowski from Barcelona is one, and the other is an individual by the name of Serhou Guirassy, who plays for Borussia Dortmund. So there's a two-way tie, as I said, for the top scorer for the Champions League, and Jonathan David is technically number two with 8 goals. So how about that? So, glad I was able to confirm, yes, Lille had that huge win over Lille. Although I've forgotten about that game. Now, I didn't forget about that game, actually. But the last time I looked at that score, Lille was winning 4-1. So, as I just looked at it, it was actually 6-1, the final score. I'm glad I got that one right. But Juventus actually suffered that 2-0 loss at home to Benfica. Never would have expected that. But in Barcelona, ending in a 2-2 draw against Atalanta, and Arsenal barely getting by Girona on the road. And PSV Eindhoven getting the win over Liverpool. However, then again, yes, Liverpool lost this match, but this was not Liverpool's A team. This was Liverpool's B team playing. So don't get any ideas, ladies and gentlemen, to be critical of Liverpool of losing this one, because this was the B team. Yes, the B team. Now, Cody Gakpo actually got a start in this one. Harvey Elliott even scored a goal, and so did Gakpo. So as I take a quick look at the lineup, I'm doing this, you know, kind of veering off course a little bit. Yeah, Mo Salah did not play in this one. Yes, this was the B team. This was the backups. Now, Robertson was in the backfield, so there were a couple of starters, but for the most part, this was Liverpool's B team, so there's no reason to bash Liverpool for not beating PSV Eindhoven. But then again, does it really matter, ladies and gentlemen? No, absolutely not, because Liverpool still won the freaking, well, they still finished in first place in the Champions League. So they topped the group. I shouldn't say exactly won the group. But you know what, technically I should say they did win the group because they finished in first place. So it doesn't matter that they lost this game. They still got first place. And again, this was the B team. So, got kind of off track with Feyenoord and Milan. Nothing with Lille. Next one, Celtic versus Bayern Munich. Then we got Sporting CP versus Borussia Dortmund. And finally, Monaco versus Benfica. Well, now we can go through it all. Maybe I should have been a little bit patient, but I'm just a little too excited, as my good friend the one and only Uncle Mad would say, I would strongly recommend that you check out the man's channel. Uncle Mad really does a great job of his vlogging adventures. God bless you, brother. So, I want to know where to start. Let's say you save the best for last. So, you know what? Let's get this one out of the way. Paris Saint-Germain versus Brest. Well, as I said, Paris Saint-Germain had a huge win in their final match of the group stage on the road against VfB Stuttgart. And if you heard me clearly say in the last episode, if Paris Saint-Germain failed to get the win, they would be knocked out of the Champions League. Particularly a loss would have dumped them out. And if VfB Stuttgart had beaten Paris Saint-Germain, I would have said that Paris Saint-Germain should immediately sack Luis Enrique. Now, I will say this. If Paris Saint-Germain fails to get the job done against Brest, then you know what? The same thing happens. Luis Enrique should be sacked. So therefore, I should say the same thing should happen. As I said, if Paris Saint-Germain failed to get the win over VfB Stuttgart and got knocked out of the Champions League, if VfB Stuttgart had humiliated PSG, it would be wise to sack Luis Enrique. Although, as far as who would take over, I have no idea. So maybe, Luis Enrique being sacked would be the worst decision ever. But then again, the bottom line is because Paris Saint-Germain just got humiliated, it's unacceptable. It would be unacceptable, rather. So the same thing goes in this particular situation. If Brest manages to dump Paris Saint-Germain out of the Champions League, if Paris Saint-Germain does not officially go to the round of 16, then you know what? If Luis Enrique was sacked because of this, I would actually understand it. But then again, you ask yourself, who could take over the position of manager for Les Parisiens? There is no name that comes to mind. But I will say this. Right now, obviously, Paris Saint-Germain is going to get the job done in this one. No disrespect to Brest. I mean, at one point, I think Brest was actually in first place in the Champions League. Now, Brest's last game in the Champions League group stage was a 3-0 loss at home to Real Madrid. So, speaking of Real Madrid, I'm definitely going to have to wait to get in that one. Now, Real Madrid got the win, but there's still some things I got to mention. But at one point, Brest was actually doing very, very good in the Champions League. Now, looking at the standings, I mean, like I said, Brest at one point, I could have sworn they were in first place in the Champions League. I could have sworn. I'm pretty sure they were. They were definitely in the top three. If Brest did not briefly had a brief spell in first place in the Champions League, they were definitely in the top three. I could have sworn that they were, in fact, the best team in the Champions League this year at one point because they were in first place. I'm pretty sure I discussed this with my good friend and my mentor, Mr. Steve Adams, as well as the pride of Canada himself, Mr. David Scapin. Unless, of course, I'm getting it not correct, but I'm pretty sure Brest at one point was in first place in the Champions League. While it was brief, the bottom line is they were the best for a certain time, but at least we can remember it. I'm pretty sure that was the case. So, now looking at Brest, well, it's unfortunate that, starting off with the way they did and how it finished. They finished with 4 wins, 1 draw, and 3 losses in the group stage. Now, looking at the last 5 games in the group stage, well, there was 2 wins and 3 losses. So, well, had they been able to get at least 2 wins, well, Brest probably would not be in this position right now. But you know what? Regardless of what happens to Brest at this point, you know what? At least they qualified for a spot in the Champions League. They made a particular playoff. So, you got to give that to the very, very small club. And I hope I don't sound condescending when I say the very small club. Anyway, it's just who would expect Brest to actually make it this far? I mean, come on, nobody would expect Brest to get 4 wins. So, you know what? Regardless of how I just described Brest as a very, very small, small club, you know what? For a very, very small, small club, hey, 4 wins in the Champions League? Yeah. So, and speaking of those wins, I mean, you know... Now, Brest right now is 8th in Ligue 1. Now, a couple of the wins in the Champions League, well, I would have hoped that on January 22nd, I would have hoped they would have beaten Shakhtar Donetsk, but unfortunately they didn't. Now, looking at Brest in the Champions League, they did get a win over PSV Eindhoven. You know, suddenly they suffered a 3-0 loss to Barcelona. That's unfortunate. They actually held Bayer Leverkusen to a 1-1 draw at one point. And they did beat a club known as Sparta Praha. So Brest, you know, Brest did their best. And again, you know, they're competing for a spot in the round of 16. And you know what? While Paris Saint-Germain is obviously the heavy favorite, Brest is perfectly capable of dumping Paris Saint-Germain out of the Champions League, let me tell you. So, going back to what I said, yeah, Brest, Stade Brest, despite being a very small club, well, you know what? They are perfectly capable of actually getting the job done against Paris Saint-Germain. Will it happen? I don't think so, but you never say never. You know, look at all these beautiful pictures of Brest. Of course, it's a port city in Brittany, northwestern France. Man, that part of France is so beautiful. The part of France that I'm from is the southeast. I'm from Lyon, so basically I'm from the Alps, pretty much. But man, the second largest French military port, so Brest has a rich culture history. The city, it's a city I definitely want to visit the next time I'm in France. I'm actually ashamed that I've never been to Brest. But, and of course, Brest, like I said, known for so many things. But man, the culture, the history is unique. So, hope that makes up for a little bit of my supposed condescending description of Brest as being a very, very small club. So, oh boy, man. Don't really know what to say, but, man, I can honestly say that, you know, Paris Saint-Germain could be unpredictable at times, but blessed too, but blessed in a certainly positive way. But again, while PSG is obviously the heavy favorite, blessed honestly should not be overlooked. So let's not make the same mistake I made, because I certainly looked like I did with the way I described them. Next, Club Brugge versus Atalanta. Well, to go back, first of all, I'll say, well, my official pick is Paris Saint-Germain, but I'm not gonna count out Brest. All right. Club Brugge versus Atalanta. Well, obviously, this would be a no-brainer, Atalanta, right? But Club Brugge, not long ago, held Juventus to a scoreless draw. I believe it was, well, I don't remember if it was in Juventus, but the bottom line is they held them to a scoreless draw. And they drew first blood against Manchester City. So Club Brugge, I mean, well, at this point, much like Brest, they're in the knockout phase. They're in the knockout playoff phase. So they're competing for a spot in the round of 16. So much like Brest, whatever happens to Club Brugge, you got to give them that. They competed for a spot. So it's not like they were easily dumped out of the Champions League. So I have Atalanta. Based on what I'm seeing right here, well, you know what? I'm not going to bother. I'm going to wait until the round of 16 draw officially takes place. Of course, the round of 16 draw takes place February 21st, if I'm correct. So I'm not going to say like who can possibly play in the round of 16. I'm just going to go ahead and wait, because I don't want to make any assumptions. Well, I've already made a few assumptions, honestly, as far as predictions go, but I don't want to make an assumption as far as the round of 16 goes, as far as who will play who, because I want to make sure that the draw takes place first. That way we can have confirmation. Manchester City versus Real Madrid. Well, I briefly spoke about the history going back about 3 years. 2022, that great comeback when Rodrigo saved the day. When Manchester City had a 5-3 lead on aggregate, and then Rodrigo basically became the hero. Of course, Eduardo Camavinga, my man, Eduardo Camavinga, played a huge part of it. Of course, Karim Benzema. Real Madrid themselves did it as a team to come back and win it 6-5 on aggregate. Then Manchester City returned the favor the following season when they humiliated Real Madrid. And last year, of course, Real Madrid finally decided to extract a little bit of revenge. So Manchester City is determined now, because last year Real Madrid was determined to even, well, not to even the score. Real Madrid was determined to regain the lead. So much like 2 years ago, Manchester City was determined to even the score, they are determined to do it again. Because going back to the particular history between the two, going back to 2022, Real Madrid currently leads 2-1. Real Madrid is determined to make it 3-1, and Manchester City is determined to make it 2-2. Real Madrid is going through a lot this year, as is Manchester City. Manchester City and Real Madrid are not at the top of their game. In 2022, they both were two of the strongest teams in Europe. The same thing in 2023. The same thing last season in the Champions League. So the last three particular encounters, both teams were at their best. This particular one, that is clearly not the case. So you have Mbappe versus Erling Haaland, per se. And Mbappe's definitely had some struggles. You know, Mbappe was denied at least three times by the Brest goalie. Three times. So like I said, Mbappe is having some major struggles. Unfortunately, it's difficult for me to deal with it because the critics are certainly enjoying it. Now, Real Madrid is currently on top of La Liga. They have a 4-point lead over second place Atletico Madrid. Of course, Robert Lewandowski is La Liga's top scorer, while Kylian Mbappe sits in second, 2 goals behind him. And you have Rafinha, 3 goals behind Kylian Mbappe. So at least Mbappe is doing some good things. Now again, he's struggling, but he's still doing his best. And he's still actually accomplishing some things. So, and speaking of Kylian Mbappe, according to Goal.com, and this came out 4 hours ago as I sit here recording on this wonderful Friday evening, Kylian Mbappe won the La Liga Player of the Month award. Well, it's certainly definitely a turnaround form. So he basically turned around with Kylian Mbappe winning La Liga Player of the Month. So Mbappe definitely, this is a huge accomplishment. So regardless of how you feel, you can't take it away from him. Not long ago, actually, Mbappe had his first ever La Liga hat trick. So would have been fine to see Mbappe score a goal against Brest, but it's just so sad that he was denied at least three times. I mean, I watched the game. So the way, you know, things he was denied, I mean, it's unfortunate, but you know what? Unfortunately, it happens. Now, what's interesting between Manchester City and Real Madrid, now this game takes place February 11th. Right before it, Real Madrid takes on Atletico Madrid in the second encounter of the Madrid Derby. We all remember how the first one went. There was a little bit of chaos. So in that game against Valladolid, as I said, Mbappe scored his first ever La Liga hat trick. So against Brest, unfortunately, he was denied twice. Rodrigo scored a brace while Jude Bellingham scored a goal of his own. But so Mbappe is really looking to actually make an impact in the next two games for Real Madrid. Well, technically, these two big games. Now, Real Madrid's next game is a La Liga match, and then they have the Copa del Rey quarterfinals. So against Atletico Madrid and Manchester City, Kylian Mbappe is obviously determined to make an impact. Now, as I said, the first match between Manchester City and Real Madrid is on the 11th of February, and the second one is going to be on the 19th of February. Real Madrid is determined to get the job done once again. Manchester City is determined to once again humiliate and eliminate Real Madrid. So, both teams are determined to get the job done. Look, to be honest with you, obviously, On paper, Real Madrid has to be considered the favorite. On paper. Now, Manchester City is back on top as far as the Premier League goes. Once upon a time this season, Manchester City was on a winless streak. An absolute winless streak. I mean, remember not long ago that 4-2 loss they suffered against Paris Saint-Germain that kept Les Parisiens alive? Squandering that 2-0 lead? Now, Manchester City's coming off a win over Chelsea in the Premier League. Now, as far as the Premier League goes, yes, they are in fourth place in the Premier League. All right? They're 3 points behind Nottingham Forest, who actually, miraculously, is back in the top four. Now, Manchester City's last 5 games have not included a loss. So, in the Premier League, in Manchester City's last 5 Premier League matches, 4 of them were wins. So Manchester City are starting to show signs of their former self. Well, I don't know if I should say that because the injuries and the inconsistencies are still there. But Manchester City are basically starting to win. So this is definitely going to be a very interesting encounter. So while I have Real Madrid the favorite out on paper, obviously, Real Madrid is my pick. But my God, Manchester City could make a big statement. If Manchester City knocks out Real Madrid, this ought to motivate the team big time. So obviously, Real Madrid versus Manchester City is the one that I have my eye out on the most as far as the knockout phase for the playoffs. So obviously, this is Kylian Mbappe versus Erling Haaland. But obviously, it's way more than that because both teams have a star-studded lineup of players despite the injuries. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the injuries for Real Madrid speak for themselves as well as Manchester City. So I think as far as injuries go, Real Madrid is the one that's more at a disadvantage than Manchester City. So, but we'll see how things go because anything can happen. So I'm very, really excited for it. So while my pick is Real Madrid, I would not be surprised if Manchester City did what they did 2 years ago and dumped Real Madrid out of the Champions League. 2023, that second leg, yeah, we remember it very well. So Real Madrid's my pick on this one, but we cannot count out Manchester City. Juventus versus PSV Eindhoven. Well, obviously I have Juventus winning, although Juventus, the last couple of Champions League matches did not go too well, right? Well, as far as PSV Eindhoven, I don't really know what to say about them. Now, Juventus is fifth in the Serie A. Juventus suffered that 2-0 loss to Benfica in their final Champions League match. And before that, they were held to a scoreless draw on the road. Yeah, so this was in Belgium. So, a scoreless draw against Club Brugge. So, Juventus is certainly the favorite, but PSV Eindhoven is perfectly capable, well, of pulling off the upset. Now, PSV Eindhoven is on top of the Dutch League, the top flight of the Dutch League. I can't say it. Is it the Eredivisie? See, this was so humiliating. The way I just try to say it. The Eredivisie? Yeah, so humiliating. But that's why I just call it the Dutch League. But, well, I don't even know. I was like, okay, is that the name of the club that they're supposed to play next? Or, okay. Yeah, I don't need to humiliate myself any further. But PSV Eindhoven is capable of getting the job done. But Juventus, obviously, on paper, are the clear favorites. But it's one of these encounters that anything can happen. But then again, you know, when the surprise happens, when the upsets happen, for me, it's just another story to be grateful for because I can talk about it right here on this program. So I have Juventus winning, but again, same particular thing. Well, it seems like I do not want to count anybody out. I don't want to count out Brest. I don't want to count out Club Brugge. I don't want to count out Manchester City. I don't want to count out PSV Eindhoven. So in the next one, AC Milan versus Feyenoord. Well, in this one, honestly, AC Milan should not have any problems, but AC Milan has had problems this season. They are not doing well in Serie A. Now, as far as Feyenoord goes, they're in fourth place in the Dutch League. Now, you have PSV Eindhoven and you have Ajax in second. So, but as far as I'm concerned in this situation, AC Milan should have no problem. But, well, then again, Feyenoord lost 6-1 to Lille, right? But Lille is a good team. I mean, they made the top eight. They're already in the round of 16. I mean, of course, Jonathan David plays at Lille. They have Jonathan David. They have a great goalie, Lucas Chevalier. So, yeah, Lille deserves more credit. Let me say that again. Lille deserves more credit. And let me take a quick look at the league standings. Of course, PSG on top. PSG has yet to lose a match in the league. The top four is Paris Saint-Germain, Marseille, Monaco, and Nice. Lille has kind of bounced back and forth between the top four. I'm really hoping to see Lille actually, you know, continue to be in the competition. Now, Lille is actually in sixth place right now, but they're only 1 point shy of getting back up there. So, you never know what's going to happen. Now, PSG is very likely going to win the Ligue 1. They could run away with it soon. So, the competition as far as Ligue 1 goes is who will finish aside from Paris Saint-Germain, who will finish in the other spots. So, anyway. So this one, AC Milan should have no issues, but we know going back to this, I'm going to break my rule. Like, see, right now from what I'm seeing is Milan advancing the next one. They could actually possibly play Inter Milan or Arsenal. It would certainly be nice to see AC Milan versus Inter Milan in the round of 16 of the Champions League, wouldn't it? But we got to wait and see how the draw goes because I want to know if this particular bracket is predicted correctly. So that's why I don't want to make those particular assumptions. A couple of years ago, we saw AC Milan and Inter Milan, I believe it was in the final four. Inter Milan went on to make it to the final that year, and they lost to Manchester City. Inter Milan, you know, could have and should have won that final, honestly, but the missed scoring opportunities, you know, that didn't do them any favors. So, yeah, it would be good to see the Milan Derby once again. Of course, the Derby della Madonnina, if I'm correct. The Derby, yeah, so, I mean, we talk about, you know, this particular Derby, of course, in the Supercoppa d'Italiana. So, yeah, the Derby della Madonnina. We've already seen it a couple of times. There's been some, you know, very, very good surprises. I mean, the next Derby, speaking of course, the next Derby della Madonnina is on the 2nd of February. So, man, these matches. So, and like that, of course, yeah. How is it? Here I am talking about the Milan Derby, the Derby della Madonnina, when you have the next one this weekend. Man, of course, AC Milan has won the last two derbies. So, man. Man, wouldn't it be amazing if they won actually all three? I mean, if AC Milan actually wins the next Milan Derby, it would be the first time that they've beaten Inter Milan three straight times since 2011. So as far as I'm concerned, yeah, it's. But then again, of course, if this happens in the round of 16, I mean, imagine what would happen. So there's definitely a lot of potential that can come out of this. But I have AC Milan getting the job done against Feyenoord. But then again, should I count out Feyenoord? I mean, who knows? Next one, Celtic versus Bayern Munich. Well, okay, there's no reason for Bayern Munich to not get the job done here, okay? Now, keep in mind, these particular matches for the knockout for the playoff knockout phase, there's two legs. Now, then again, the Champions League knockout stage is particularly in this particular situation. So now, Bayern Munich, no, they're on top, of course, of the German Bundesliga. Bayer Leverkusen is 6 points behind them in second place. Then you have Eintracht Frankfurt and VfB Stuttgart. So it's good to see these top German clubs, you know, in the top four of the Bundesliga. You have Leverkusen, Frankfurt, and Stuttgart in the top four as well. And, of course, Bayern Munich leading the charge. And then again, that shouldn't really be a surprise. Now, Bayern Munich actually suffered a 3-0 loss to Feyenoord. So then again, if Feyenoord could actually beat Bayern Munich, could they possibly beat AC Milan? Absolutely! But this is the same Feyenoord team that lost to Lille. But then again, Lille is a good team. So, it just goes to show how anything can happen in the Champions League. So, yeah. So, but then again, not to disrespect Celtic, but... Now, while I'm at a point where I'm saying that there's no reason for Bayern Munich not to get the job done. Now, Celtic FC is first in the Scottish Premiership. They're actually 10 points clear of Rangers. So, while Bayern Munich should have no issues, once again, the I cannot basically count them out vibes kick in again. Celtic should not be counted out, while the favors are definitely definitely the odds are not in their favor. The odds are heavily stacked against Celtic. Which, by the way, I hope I'm saying it correctly. You'll have to forgive me if I'm not. I really, really apologize. Man. Celtic FC, located in Glasgow, Scotland. Top of the Scottish Premiership. And look at the top four. Celtic, Rangers, Dundee United, Aberdeen. Man. You know, one day, I mean, there's so many trips I want to take to Europe. I mean, as part of my, you know, passion for exploring and, you know, and sightseeing and whatnot, I would love to go to so many football games. I would love to go to Scotland and go to a football match. Go to a match like this. It would be so cool. So Celtic can definitely find a way, but Bayern Munich is definitely determined to get the job done. Sporting CP versus Borussia Dortmund. Well, Dortmund is looking to once again find a way to make a deep run in the Champions League. Dortmund would actually love to actually shock the world and make the final again in hopes of actually getting the job done this time. Borussia Dortmund, I believe the last time they won the Champions League was it 1997? I believe it was in 1997. I know they did win the Champions League at one point. I know that it was in the late 90s, but I know that they made the final. They made the final of course last year, and then they made the final in 2013 when they lost to Bayern Munich. If I'm correct, yeah, I believe they won the Champions League. It was either in 96 or 1997. But yeah, so yeah, they were twice they were at the runners up. So, but I know that there was one point in the 90s where where Borussia Dortmund actually won the Champions League. So, anyway, well, Borussia Dortmund, you know, last year the group they were in, they were in the same group as Paris Saint Germain and AC Milan. They, I mean, they actually ended up winning that group, if I remember correctly. So last year Borussia Dortmund certainly actually pulled off a huge surprise. And yes, it was in 1997. They beat Juventus 3-1 in the final. Yes, they did. They did actually beat. Yes, it was 1997. So I'm glad I immediately pulled it up just to double check. Yes, Borussia Dortmund did win it in 1997. So anyway. So I can honestly say that, you know, Sporting CP and Borussia Dortmund, anything can happen, but I really feel like Borussia Dortmund is obviously the favorite. But once again, let's not count out Sporting CP. But obviously, Borussia Dortmund is my pick. Now, obviously, going back to Celtic and Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich is obviously my pick. Now we get to Monaco versus Benfica. You know, Monaco, I'll never forget. Back in the 2016-17 Champions League tournament, when Monaco, against all odds, made the final four, Kylian Mbappe was still playing for Monaco at that time. Kylian Mbappe was like was 17 years old at the time. Monaco, of course, made the Champions League final in 2004, where they lost to I know that the Champions League final 2004 featured a Portuguese club. It was Porto. Okay, no, it was not Sporting CP. It was Porto. Porto beating Monaco. And that was actually pretty sad for me. I was hoping Monaco would win it, but Monaco actually has really been struggling lately. I mean, now they're still in the top three in Ligue 1, but Monaco at one point was off to a tremendous start in the Champions League. I mean, they pulled off that huge win at home over Barcelona. But Monaco has had some struggles in the Champions League. Looking at, you know, Monaco, like looking at the last five games in the Champions League, it's two wins and three losses. So Monaco started off so strong, but things started to go bad for Monaco, which really it upset me a bit too, because things have been going bad for them in Ligue 1, although they're still in the top three. Monaco at one point was actually in first place in Ligue 1. So Monaco has really had some struggles. Benfica is obviously considered the heavy favorite, which makes me really, really sad. Now, Monaco pulled off a 1-0 win over Aston Villa in their seventh Champions League match before suffering a 3-0 loss to Inter Milan. You know, Monaco, of course, losing the Trophée des Champions final to Paris Saint-Germain. Before that, they lost to PSG at home in a Ligue 1 match. So, of course, that 3-0 loss to Arsenal, man, and I really thought Monaco could actually pull it off. I mean, they even lost to Benfica already in the Champions League group stage. So, yeah, Monaco's really just been having so many issues, honestly, as of late. And as far as Ligue 1 goes, well, the last five games in Ligue 1 has been two draws, two losses, and one win. So, yeah, things have not been going well for Monaco at all, which really makes me sad, because I love that club. I love AS Monaco. And while I don't have a favorite French club, I love AS Monaco. I have a lot of respect for them. I mean, of course, for me, you know, I'll watch Marseille, I'll watch Monaco. I mean, I just love the game. So I don't have a favorite club, even though Lyon is my hometown. So obviously I love Olympique Lyonnais. Of course, they're going through a little bit of hell right now. You know, I've not done my usual Ligue 1 recaps, you know, as of late. Same thing. And I haven't really been doing that much with the Premier League. I mean, kind of feeling a little bit bored with that as of late. But I kind of feel like I got to catch up on Ligue 1. But Monaco versus Benfica, it's going to be extremely difficult for Monaco, let me tell you. As far as I'm concerned, Monaco is not the favorite in this one. It's obviously Benfica. But then, once again, do we count out Monaco? I mean, there's never a reason to, but I'm deeply, deeply concerned as far as Monaco goes, goes in this particular situation. I can honestly hope and pray that Monaco pulls off the upset. I would really love to see Monaco make a deep run in the Champions League like they did back in 2017. If I remember correctly, they made the Final Four where they lost, they didn't get past Juventus. Juventus ended up making the final against Real Madrid, and Real Madrid would go on to obliterate them. That would be Real Madrid's second. That was actually when Real Madrid, at that time when Real Madrid winning in 2017, 4-1 against Juventus. And of course, Real Madrid won it again next year to win it three straight times. So Monaco is obviously not the favorite. Not the favorite at all. But I'm really hoping. I mean, Benfica already got a win over Monaco in the Champions League group stage. And yeah, that game was difficult for me to watch, honestly. But I'm really hoping that Monaco finds a way. Because, you know, it would be huge. And when Monaco, this was back in November of last year, when Monaco, I believe at one point, Monaco had a 2-1 lead and then, you know, coughed up two goals in the 84th, coughed up one in the 84th minute and one in the 88th minute. So the way Monaco lost to Benfica back on November 27th, which was in Monaco, it was obviously very, very humiliating. So Monaco is determined to get the job done against Benfica. And that would be huge for Monaco to make the round of 16 of the Champions League. It would be extremely, extremely heartbreaking for me personally if Monaco did not make it to the round of 16. If they lose to Benfica, so this is going to be extremely, extremely difficult. Now, the first game takes place at home, February 12th, and 6 days later it's going to be on the road. Monaco is going to have to find a way to win. So you know what? While Benfica is the favorite in this one, I'm picking Monaco. I am placing my faith in AS Monaco. Monaco is going to find a way to get the job done. It's not going to be easy, but I am confident that this team is going to win. So, I have Paris Saint-Germain, Atalanta, Real Madrid, Juventus, AC Milan, Bayern Munich, Borussia Dortmund, and Monaco qualifying for the other spots in the round of 16. Now, if my picks end up being incorrect, then obviously I will take full responsibility for it. Again, Brest is capable of pulling off the upset. You know what? If I'm confident that Brest is capable of pulling off the upset, I might as well be confident in Monaco, right? I might as well be confident in Club Brugge, right? Might as well be confident in Feyenoord too, right? So, yeah. So again, if an upset happens, then obviously it's a story, but anything can happen. This is the Champions League, of course. We've had more than our fair share of shockings, of upset, etc. This is the Champions League. Anything can happen. So here are my picks to move on to the round of 16 from the playoffs. So if you are listening on Spotify on your mobile phone, please let me know your picks in the comments. And of course, ladies and gentlemen, this show also, of course, being on Spotify, it's also on Apple Podcasts, Pandora, and iHeartRadio. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm pleased to announce that it's back on YouTube. Into the Net FC has its own YouTube channel. Yes, it requires me to kind of start over to try to resurrect my career on YouTube because of what happened with my regular channel. So ladies and gentlemen, you can find this show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, iHeartRadio, and Pandora. So please subscribe, hit that notification bell, and of course, please be sure to leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, iHeartRadio, and of course, if you also want to listen on YouTube, subscribe, and of course, leave your thoughts below in the comments. Let me know your picks, who you think is going to win the Champions League, why or why not. Who's going to advance out of this knockout phase? Why or why not? Let me know on YouTube in the comments. And of course, once again, if you're listening on Spotify on your mobile phone, let me know in those comments as well. Thank y'all very, very much. Y'all have a good one and God bless.
Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.